It is The Gutter. I am Neil Atkinson. I am joined by Belinda Barty, by Joel Sanderson-Murray and by Harriet Pryor. On this morning's Gutter, we're going to do a little bit different. The transfer rumour mill around Liverpool has ground to a mini halt, as it has around a lot of clubs, because all sort of conversations are overwhelmed by the Euros at this stage of proceedings, reminding us that indeed this is a media industrial complex within the rumours as much as it is legitimate news gathering. So what we decided to do is actually look at what our rivals have been linked with or done up to this phase of the window. So we're going to have a chat about Chelsea, Manchester City and Manchester United. But the most interesting team to start with, Belinda, I'd argue, are Leicester. They've got three bits of business done really, really quickly. Bertrand was long trailed. Sumar was long trailed. They swooped in for Patson Daka. And you sort of get the impression from the outside looking in that where ins are concerned, Leicester could now just be sorted out.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a good indication when you've got your business done early on, and it shows that you planned well, you prepared well, and you've managed to get it all over the line relatively quickly. And I think that's only a positive sign for Leicester and Leicester fans. And I think Dak is the interesting one, because we were also, you know, linked with him, and it looks like the next step up now, isn't it? Premier League, and let's see what Leicester can do next season after falling short of Champions League football at the end.
Yeah, the outs are where there's a little bit of chat for Leicester, Joel. There's still, I think, Tielemans post-Euros, people said that might get sorted out. That still all feels a little bit like a contract thing to me. They will be snooping around the Barcelona potential fire sale. It wouldn't surprise me to see a lot of Coutinho links around Leicester. We like Harvey Barnes at the Anfield Rap. I think it's fair to say. I think he's a really, really good player, exciting prospect. But ultimately, that's where Leicester have sort of got themselves now. They're in a position to just get themselves boxed off.